What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday. It is December 18th. We are just a couple weeks away from a brand new year. So just want to recap some things that people should do before the end of the year. The first is get rid of anything you're not wearing, things that don't look that attractive on you unless you're wearing them as house clothes. But it's time to purge and get rid of stuff that's not working for you anymore. At the beginning of last year, I was smart enough to turn all of my hangers backwards. And I hung all my clothes backwards in the closet. So now I'm going to go through and pull out all the clothes that I haven't worn that those hangers are backwards on. Because as I would wear something, I'd put the hanger in the normal way. But I'm going to actually pull out everything out of my wardrobe, and I am probably going to get rid of a good third of what's in my closet. So that's probably a really good thing. The other thing, and it's a ritual that we do every year at my house, is that we sage the house. So in addition to giving your house kind of a good deep cleaning to start the new year, free of clutter, free of what you're not working with, free of everything, is that I highly recommend that you sage your house. So on my website, mona.vegas, so www.mona.vegas, you can see a how to sage your house. So I have actually put the whole ritual there, so you don't have to hire anybody to do it. You can do it yourself. And I want to tell you that I found some amazingly wonderful sage sticks at Sprouts. I've found them at Whole Foods. I've found them at psychic shops. I've also ordered them online through Amazon. And I have to tell you, the ones that I ordered from Amazon are probably my favorite because they're about 10 inches long and smoke really well when you light them. So the way to light a sage stick is you light the end, you let all the ends burn so you have a flame, and then you blow it out and you get as much smoke as possible coming from your sage stick. And then you start at the front door, you do a counterclockwise circle around the inside of the front door, then you turn to your left and you go counterclockwise through your whole living space, all right? When you get back, and downstairs first, then upstairs, all right? If you have a 3-story, downstairs first, upstairs, then the bottom floor. When you get back to the front door after going counterclockwise, now you make a clockwise circle on the inside of your door. Starting at 12 o'clock, make a counterclockwise circle around the perimeter of the door. Then you turn to your right, and now you go clockwise around the inside of your house. So the counterclockwise clears any negative energy, and clockwise seals neutral energy, so that anything you start bringing into the home is positive new energy for the new year. I always do this on New Year's Day, even if I have to do it late at night. I always do this on New Year's Day. And it does seem to set the tone for the new year in a very positive way. When you do any kind of a ritual to help set the tone, makes all the difference in the world. So the last thing I want to mention before I start taking your calls, actually I have two more things, I lied. Two more things. The 9-day energy reset is the perfect thing to start on the 19th or the 1st or the 10th of the month. Well, tomorrow, the 19th, happens to be a day that vibrates to the number 1. So the best time to start 9-day energy reset is along with the numerology numbers that go along with the 9-day energy reset. It's about $5 to download the 9-day energy reset, or you can actually get yourself a hard copy of the book for right around $7. And you start the ritual on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. So if you want to wait till after you've saged your house and started on the 1st, that's great. But what this does is it allows you to draw to you what you want. It helps you put into your life the priorities that you need to have in order to move forward to have the most blessed, wonderful, amazing life that you possibly can. So it's a very inexpensive ritual to do, but when you do it, you're going to start seeing things happen within the 9 days, which is a ritual I used to tell people on my radio program all the time. I finally wrote all of it down and put it into a ritual that you can order on Amazon. So it's 9-day energy reset is that. And then the last thing I'd like to announce before I start taking your calls is that I will be doing my New Year's show. And that New Year's show is, so mark your calendars, here we go. It's going to be on New Year's Eve, so December 31st, and I'm going to do the program from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., so in that specific time. So this is my most popular program. Usually when I open the show, there is at least 50 people on hold for this. So this is where you could actually ask the question, what are the highlights of my 2022? So you want to mark your calendars for December 31st, New Year's Eve, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., where I will be broadcasting this program live and answering your question about what your power months are, what your power number is, all those things for the new year. So mark your calendars. That would be December 31st from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 607 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hi, 607. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Oh, hi, Nicole. What's your question for me today?
How do I stop these feelings of these insane feelings? I feel insane. It's basically what it feels like. It's like there's such a big emotion. It's like an ocean wave coming over me, and you can't stop it, and you just get swept away in it, you know?
So
insane feelings.
Okay, so sometimes that happens when big change is about to happen for you, all right? And I just drew your cards, and the first card talks about big change. So what I love about your cards is the change is not going to be bad. It's actually going to be good. So when you get this big change card, what it's saying is that you're supposed to be looking in a new direction for the happiness that you want. And I also think that part of this feeling of being a little bit off balance, the feeling of it feels like you're going to slide in some way. Does that make sense?
Fly?
Slide. You know, in other words, it feels like you're you know change is coming, okay? And I actually think this is partly you tapping into your own intuitive ability. But change is coming. according to this, the change that's coming is not a bad thing. It actually is a good thing. But I think the overwhelming emotions are, Nicole, that you don't like change. You'd rather deal with the devils you know than the devils you don't know. But what this is saying is that there's change about to happen for you, and that's why you feel a little out of sorts. Okay? So
well, I'd
you
like
can
that
say
change to come about, but it's the wrong
I'm
time.
Sorry,
it's the wrong time, and I can't handle it right now, this change right now. Got to
okay,
restart
well,
and try again.
So it may be that you want to talk to a cognitive therapist about that, because here's what I'm getting is that in your cards, there's change about to happen, all right? You are nervous about the change. When you worry about the past, it's depression. When you worry about the future, it's anxiety. And I actually think you go back and forth between those two particular thought processes. And the only way to get yourself to the point of feeling as though you're here is being in the moment. And so what I would do, there's a wonderful meditation that I think would work really well for you. It's called the 7-minute chakra meditation. And it's 7 tones that actually go for all your chakras, but it makes you pay attention to the tones for 7 minutes. So it starts at the root chakra, it goes all the way up to the crown chakra. And it's called the 7-minute chakra meditation. It's been viewed, 5 or 6 million times because people go to it, but it's only 7 minutes. That might be part of how you heal yourself moving forward. But what this is saying is the reason for this feeling of anxiety or being out of sorts is because change is coming to you, and that the change allows you to let go of what's not working for you. So maybe there are people around you or influences around you that are not healthy. And so it allows you to go in a brand new direction. This says you get on the other side of it. But I would look for the 7-minute chakra meditation on the internet. It's a wonderful, if you follow me on Psychic View Radio on Twitter or The Mystic Mona on Twitter, or even on Instagram, I'll post the link, and then you can just listen to it. It really makes a huge difference. So, all right, Nicole, I hope that helps. Thanks for calling in. See you later.
All right.
I've got somebody here I'm going to go to area code 775. I think this might be Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Mona. Thank you so much for telling us when your New Year's show will be. I will be in attendance, if that's okay. And,
Of course it's okay. So what's your question today?
Oh, bless you. Love you. Mona, I think I was saved by the bell. I purchased a gorgeous desk from Wayfair, but it's huge, and it arrived in 3 heavy pieces.
Yeah.
I've been stressing over this, and I decided, you know what? It's over. It's 77 inches, and I thought, you know what, we're moving in April, May. I don't want my new apartment to be dictated by the size of the desk, so I'm going to order another desk, and I hope they can get it through the door. It's made out of mahogany solid, and it's got a lifetime warranty, and it's walnut veneer. So
okay.
They're picking up
hold
this
on.
Other desk today. Did I do a smart move?
Okay, hold on. So you sent back the other desk, right?
They're picking up today.
Okay, good. I actually think the new you're going to love the new desk. what it's saying here in your cards is that you've actually done a lot of growth over this last year, Wendy. It's literally saying that the universe is presenting to you opportunities that are specifically designed for you. So I don't see a problem with the move, but we'll probably talk about that when you call in for the New Year's show. But what it's saying here is that all you're doing is making sure that everything that is presented to you is for your best interest. So I'm happy that you're finally taking control of things specifically designed to you, but I think you're going to love the new desk.
The one that's solid mahogany with walnut veneer?
Yeah, the one that you just ordered.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. Well, I think I made a smart move, and thank you so much.
All right, gal pal. Talk to you on the 31st.
I'm looking forward to it with bells on.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Bye now. All right. I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Christina. How are you?
Hi, Christina. What's your question today?
I just said a prayer, and so please don't sugarcoat it. I know you don't, so that's good. I wanted to know, when you look at what you're receiving and also when you pick up in the cards, is my ex thinking about getting back together, or does he have the mindset of, I'm going to force you to be with me any way I can, and you will always be a side chick?
So the way your cards are coming up right now is that there's a part, okay, there's a part of you that doesn't want him to leave, which is the reason why he keeps circling back around. And I'm going to say it this way. He keeps circling back around when it benefits him.
Right.
So here's the thing. The only way this relationship gets out of this on-again, off-again vibration is if you decide it's off again.
And when he comes into the house and breaks in, that's been the pattern. And then I'll go back with him and he'll stop.
Okay.
And he really likes having forced relations.
Okay, what I keep getting here is that you guys have gotten into this pattern, and because you agree with the pattern, he thinks that it's okay. I think the only way that you're going to find, because what it's saying is that this relationship with your ex is based solely on sex. It's not based on love.
Okay. So he does not love me then. It's not mutual.
Okay. Again, whatever is convenient for him, because he's a narcissist.
Right, he is.
So my point would be that that you may have to find a way to be in a living space that isn't accessible to him. You may have to file a restraining order with him.
Yeah, that's
because here's the thing. As long as you stay where you are, if he's horny at 10 o'clock at night, he's going to show up.
But what will happen is if I say no, then the house is broken into and my things are cut up. And so
it sounds like this pattern will not end unless you decide that you don't want it anymore.
And I don't want to go through this pattern anymore, so that means that it will just be done because it's just on sex and he does not love me or really even know, you know, that won't ever happen.
What I'm telling you is that he thinks he owns you.
Yeah, he does.
So the only way that you can make that not happen anymore is file a restraining order and then tell the police the next time he calls that you think he's going to come over and break in. And then when he shows up, then the police will take care of it.
And after that, it's just over? Like, he'll never have a change of heart?
Okay, sweetie, you don't want this as your representation of love.
Okay.
And I got to go because I think I've answered your question. So, bye. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, Mona. Have a Merry Christmas, and I will be calling in on
this. Bye-bye now. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Good day. How are you? This is Lucy.
Oh, hi, Lucy. What's your question?
Okay. I would like my question about what you see about changes in my life. What kind of changes are coming? Because
okay,
I
that's a full
of...
reading. I need a specific issue. I need a specific question.
Okay.
You can ask that question on New Year's Eve day, but today we
wonderful.
Have a specific question.
Okay. Tell me about and I am, I don't know if I just keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm, I already out of unemployment and just reading and doing my stuff. What the card say about what is the next step to do?
In
because
what
I'm
area?
Thinking about traveling.
Work, career, what, honey bunny, what?
I'm thinking about, okay, I should find something to do, or I should travel, or I should, what I should do, like.
So we're talking, okay, again, what you're asking sounds more like a full reading, not just a quick question on my little radio program. So I'm looking
okay.
for
then
a
let's
specific.
Let's see about career
got it.
Life.
Okay, it's
life
saying
career.
You're going in a
mm-hmm.
brand new direction connected with your career. So here's the thing, you don't want to do the work you did before. So now I would like you to find work that you can do moving forward that actually would make you more money, okay? Because what it specifically says here in your cards is it says that you have the opportunity to do something totally different. And it may be because somebody that you used to work with went somewhere else and you reach out to them and go, are you hiring? And because I want to tell you, so many people are hiring right now that you could try something new and they'll train you. For example, let's say you decided you want to work the front desk at a hotel. Well, here in Vegas, the front desk clerks are making $25 an hour. So they're making $50,000 a year, and they only work an eight-hour shift with three breaks, two 15-minute and one 30-minute break. So basically, you're only working 7 hours, but you're still being paid for those breaks. So my point with you is that if you just put your foot in a different direction, you will get the new direction. All right, gal pal, I got to go. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Nice
so
to
much.
Hear your voice.
Thank you. Blessing.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you?
Okay, who's this?
Hi, Mona. Hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Stacy. What's your question?
I'm looking for a new job, and I'm starting to look now. Do you
right?
think I'll find some? Yeah. Do you think I'll find something by the? I'm not going to put any timers on it, but do you think I'll find something soon within a 2 month period?
It says you start. Hold on. It says you start a new job between January 10th and January 17th.
Nice. Okay.
So
it.
What you do in the meantime, my friend, is that you start reaching out to the kind of jobs you want to work, and I want you to start flooding I want you to go jump on LinkedIn, update your LinkedIn profile, and then start connecting with every single person that you've ever breathed on over LinkedIn, okay? The other thing you want to do is you want to start flooding any job that you think you might want to do with an application, okay? Because
yeah.
The cool thing about being signed up on LinkedIn is you can apply for any job on LinkedIn with your LinkedIn profile. So you don't really have to necessarily fill out an application initially. You just connect with your LinkedIn profile, and if they're interested because they look at your background and they see that nice picture of you, Stacy, everything shifts. Okay?
Ah,
but I would
nice.
Do the power week for you to do this is not the week between Christmas and New Year's, all right? It's this next coming up week. So I would take a break between Christmas and New Year's because a lot of people take that time off, and then I would start in again around the first week of January. But I think that you're going to find something this upcoming week that is particularly interesting to you and that you're going to jump on that, and it's going to be fabulous. So all about that for you right now, okay? All right, sweetie pie, thanks for calling in.
Thank
nice
you.
To hear your voice.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, I'm going to take this next call really quick. Hello, 954. Who's this? Hi, 954.
Hi, this is Chad. I live in Florida. My question is, there's this girl I've been talking to. Her name's Zuri. I kind of want to know if it's like this is the right way, like if I should continue pursuing her.
Okay, hold on.
Would there be somebody else in my future, or maybe this is, I don't know.
All right, let me see what it says about this gal that you've been talking to. Okay, here's the thing. What it says here is that I don't know that you're getting the whole honest vibration from her, that it feels like, it sort of feels like you're being toyed with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I think the best way to meet somebody fabulous is by doing some sort of volunteer work or learning something new for business. That's how you meet a really nice person. But I'm getting that you meet the person in person, not by anything online. So it could be that you decide this year that you're going to help feed the homeless at the Salvation Army. Well, there's usually more women helping doing that than men. So you're going to have a bounty of lovely women to interact with. So here's, I'm actually getting love is going to find you by you showing up in person doing something. So, all right, my friend, I hope that helps. Thanks for calling in. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.